Okay, I learned you being schosser for Shlomo Pinchasli ben Rivka, Daniel ben Fruma, Mordechai Zev ben Fega, Yehuda Ari ben Bela, Pesuch Shar Chol Yisrael. Five words for Parshas Naso. Maybe we'll try to connect a little bit to Shavuos as well. Haba Alinu Latova, such holy days coming upon us. Here we go. We're going to end with the Ger. We're going to first start with the first Ger, Rabbi the Chiddush Harim. He writes the Chiddush Harim at the Parakeh Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, "Vizvadus chasochat chatosam asher osur." They have to do vidui. They have to confess their sins. So the Chiddush Harim asks a very interesting question. We know that we have the mitzvah of vidui. We have to confess our sins. Why is it we see the mitzvah asay of vidui is dafka by the sin of gezel? Right, it's the beginning of the parasha talks about gezel. Why is it that vidui, the mitzvah of vidui, of confessing your sins, dafka by gezel? So it says the Chiddush Harim, an amazing thing. He says that we see that the foundation and root of every sin is really found in gezel itself. We know that every Jew has a neshama when they're created. In Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them great things to be able to do mitzvahs and to do ma'asim tovim. When a person uses his kochos and uses those things for bad, that's actually gezel. Says the first Ger Rebbe, you want to know why we have vidui dafka by the mitzvah of gezel? Because gezel in itself shows when someone does any sin, when someone does anything, it's gezel in it itself. Because a person has life itself, it's straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you take your life and you do it the wrong thing, that's gezel. Says the first Ger Rebbe, that's dafka why we have the by the mitzvah of vidui by gezel. Moving on to idea number two. We're actually going to go a little out of order tonight. Rav Melech Biderman called this in the name of the Tzaddikim. The Shin of a Rav said this also. And a beautiful, beautiful idea. The Pasuk says in the second Pasuk, Naso Ashros B'nei Gershom Gam Him L'Veis Avosam L'Meshpachosam. The Pasuk says, take a counting of the sons of Gershom, them as well, according to their father's house, according to their families. So they say in the name of the Tzaddikim, the Sfar Makedoshim, that sometimes Jews in their life, they feel like they're Gershom, they feel like they're Gergarush. They're being divorced. They're divorced from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You come to Yom Tov of Shavuos. You know what I just did 2 days ago, whatever it is? I'm nothing. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Holy Torah before Matan Torah, Nasa Asrosh, pick up your heads, B'nei Gershon. The Jews who you think that you're not so great, Gam Heim. L'beis Avosam, L'shachosam. You too, even you, B'nei Gershon, who think that you're not loved, you did something wrong, and you could never come back, so to you guys could always come back. Such a lesson of Yain Ein Yish Ba'om Klal, Jew can never give up hope. A beautiful idea from the Tzaddikim and from the Tzar Magadosh. Moving on to idea number three. You know, the Parsha talks a little bit about Sota. So if you look in Psukim Perikah, hey, Psukim Chavches and Chavtes, the Pasuk says in Chavches, she wasn't tame. She drank the potion. She wasn't tame. So Torah says, "Kenas asher tisa isha tachas isha v'etimad," and she's going to get all these things. It's going to be very good for her. This is the law of the sotas, and a woman who go astray with her husband and become defiled. The Baal Turim picks up a very interesting thing. The Baal Turim actually says the reward is actually in the psukim itself. Pasuk Chavches talks about what? It talks about v'nizra zera, right? It talks about what in Chavches? That if she's found that she didn't get tummy, she wasn't tummy, she's going to bear seed, and what's going to happen? Zois Torah Saknos. Chavtes is a lashon of Torah. It says in the Gemara in Sota, and Yedzayin on an Aleph says, that if the Sota, she goes through all the embarrassment, she has all these things, what's going to happen? And she's found to be innocent, she's going to have banim tzaddikim. Lomar says the Baal term, Shim Tahora, Yiyayu lo banim tzaddikim bali Torah. So specifically, you want to know why the end of Chavtes, and it talks about the Nizra Zera, talks about that she's going to have a bare seed. And the beginning of Chavtes talks about Torah Sekenos, because her seed is going to be Torah Dik. Her seed is going to be filled with a Tamid Chacham. End of the day, I think it's a tremendous lesson for anyone. The more a person's pure, the more a person's Kaddush, the bigger, the holier Neshama he'll be able to bring down, and the holier Neshama he'll be able to bring, to be able to raise as a Tzaddik. And that's exactly what says the Baal term, why the Smichas of Parshas are next to each other, of Torah, of the Zera, and then the Torah HaKnos, of Torah right after. Beautiful idea. Moving on, idea to number four. So later on in the Parsha, they talk about Birchas Kohanim. And Moshe Lipsasiver, one of the holy Talmidei of the Baal Shem, he asks, if you look at Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panav Yalecha V'Chonecha, it's all in singular form. So Moshe Leib wants to ask, why is it all singular form? It should really be in plural form. Says Moshe Leib Sasever, to teach us that the greatest blessing is what? The greatest bracha is togetherness. The greatest bracha is unity. When we feel we are one unit, in this in itself, there's a great blessing. It's easy to focus on the differences, but when Jews come together and they get that bracha together, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha,
That is the biggest bracha. The biggest bracha is when it's together. Teacher, the greatest blessing is unity. How much more so is Vayichad Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar coming to Shavuos, or like one man and one heart. At the end of the day, you want to know, says Rabbeinu Yoni, you want to know what the avod is before Matan Torah. Imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. It's all about feeling the unity. You want to know what the number one avoda is now to come right before Shavuos? It's making sure you're on good terms with every person. That's the number one way to be able to get ready for Matan Torah. And that says Rav Moshe Lipsasser, why is Dafkin singular and not in plural? To teach us the greatest bracha is Achdus, is unity. We get the tremendous bracha, Dafka, through unity. Beautiful idea. And finally, last idea, last but not least, we said we're going to start with Ger, we're going to end with Ger. Yeah, we go to the Chiddush Harim's grandson, the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes has a beautiful idea, and this is an idea that actually could go fit very, very well going with the Shabbos after Shavuos. Most of the time, Nasos after, sometimes Nasos before. This is Nasos after. So the last Pesukim of the parsha talk about the Chanukas HaMizbeach. So look in Perek Zion, Pasuk Pei Dalet. The Pasuk says, Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach Biyom Himasha Choso. This was the day of the inauguration of the day, on the day it was anointed. And then Peches says that this is all these korbanos were brought. Zos chanukas hamizbech acharehi mashachoso. Right, these are all these korbanos were brought, and this was the inauguration of the mizbech after it was anointed. So Sfas Emes asks, why in peidalet it says beyom? This was the day, and then acharei in peches. What's going on? What's the lesson? Says the Sfas Emes to teach us the lesson, and that the same hislavos they had on the first day of chanukas hamizbech, they took that energy. They took that energy, they took all that enthusiasm they had on the first day, Biyom, and it says on Peidalet, Acharehi Mashachoso Peiches, because they took the Kedusha from Shabbos Noso. This Shabbos, we'll be Zochah to be able to take all the Kedusha and the Bracha that we have from the Yontav of Shavuos. That's why it says Biyom and Peidalet, and Acharei and Peiches. Why? To teach you that they were able to take the Kedusha of the Yom and take Acharei Mashachoso. Even after it was anointed, they take all the Kedusha and all the holiness from that day going forward. Five ideas that just chazer them very quickly. So we start with the first idea, Chiddush Urim. Why is it that vidui is by the Indian of Gezel? Because at the end of the day, every sin is Gezel. When a person takes whatever, they take life itself from Kodesh Baruch and they use it for the wrong thing, that's Dafka Gezel. And that's why vidui is Dafka by the mitzvah, by the veir of Gezel. Moving on to idea number two, he said, sometimes Jews feel like they're thrown out, that they can never come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Sadiqim Gamhim, the base of Osam. You're also counted. Don't think that you're out, you're also in. Idea number three from the Baal Term in Parakeh, Pasuk Chavches, why Dafka, that says Venizra Zera, and there's Zos Torah Kanos, because when a person goes through the whole thing, the whole embarrassment, Venizra Zera, Gemara says in Sota Yud Zayin, if they're mamish innocent, they'll be Zochot to Bayim Tamid Chacham, that's a Zos Torah Kanos. We said the way to be able to have the way of Kedusha, to be able to have Tamid Chachamim, is to make sure that a person's Kaddish and Torah. And finally, the fourth idea, why Dafka, Rav Moshe Lib Sasser says the Berachos Kohanim is a Lashon Yachid, because the biggest, and by all the Berachos Kohanim, the biggest bracha is Dafka, when it's unified together, when you see your friend get something, that for you, even if you don't have it, that's the biggest bracha. And this reminded me of a vort, Rav Govach says, Ezo Asher Sameach Bechelko, someone who's rich is someone who, happy with what he has. No, Rav Govach says, Ezo Asher Hasameach Bechelko, someone who is rich is someone who's happy with what his friend has. His portion refers to his friend's portion. Not what he has, but what his friend has. And finally, idea number five, Masas Emes, Dafka, why is it saying on the Lashon of the Inauguration, Biyom, Pazak Peidan, and Acharei, and Peiches, because they're able to take all the Kedusha, and all the energy, and all the inspiration from the Biyom, and they're able to drag it along after. I think that's a tremendous lesson now going into Shavuos. We should be zochah to take all the inspiration, all the orders of Matan Torah, Be'ez Hashem with us. Remember to be able to understand that the message of the Chiddush Harim, of Gezel, be able to use our kochos to be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even when we do sin, or sins, we're still gamhim, to be able to take the Torah of the beautiful Baal Torah, the Achdus of Moshe Lipsasever. Remember to take the inspiration of Shavuos, as the Sfas Emes says, why is it Biyom and Peidalet and Acharei and Peiches? Be able to not just be inspired, but to take that inspiration into our lives, Be'ez Hashem, into Shabbos, into the summer, Be'ez Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a lichtige, holy, holy Yom Tov.